Thank you for calling Hoffman Mason. This is Nick. Hello.
Hi, I missed a call from this number about 15 minutes ago.
We got a call from this number some time ago. Is this David?
No, sir. This is not David.
Sir, if you can tell me from which company you're calling for, I might know the person who gave you a call.
Sorry, man. I'm a private resident company. Who did you say you guys are again?
Well, we are a mobile app development company. Was there a communication between you or any of my company's representatives?
I gotcha. Okay, my apologies. Yeah, we've had a few reach out to us just because we put out a quote. My company put a few weeks ago, but we're no longer.
Okay, I have the person who gave you a call beside me then. Okay, just give me a minute.
Okay, no, we're good, man. We're not searching for anybody for an app development. I do appreciate the call back, though.
What happened? You did post the ad, right?
Yes, we posted the ad a couple of weeks ago, but we're no longer searching for someone to.
Okay. Well, have you found someone?
No, we're not forward with the development of the app, and I've actually myself from that project.
Okay. Hey, Lex, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. I'm so sorry about that, sir. It was actually myself that was trying to call you earlier today. Thank you for calling back. And, we were supposed to reach out to one of your partners, one of your associates, Mr. Grant, at Soco Flights, if that's familiar.
Yes, that's correct. We are no longer moving forward with the production of an app based on the conversation I had with Grant a couple days ago.
Okay.
And I think we should whatever he put up for the bid to get the or to have an app created, I think he's
right.
Going to be taking that down shortly.
Yeah, so that's going to be done through Bark.com. I mean, I wasn't really aware that you guys had already decided or made a decision about it, but thank you for informing me about it. And that's exactly what we wanted to confirm. Do you have any reasons? I mean, just for feedback, just so I know better. On why you chose that route?
So really that's going to be kind of his prerogative. Based on the conversation that I had with him, he is kind of content with the scheduling system that we have, which I am not, but I don't make those decisions, unfortunately. But it's one of those things where I think he put the feelers out there to figure out how much it was going to cost, and he made the decision and said, okay, we're not going to move forward with that just because we don't have the revenue generation to support something like that.
Okay, I hear you. So Grant and I mean, we had a pretty detailed kind of a discussion last time, and then since then he's just been. I mean, I know you guys are busy. There's back to back flights and trainings and whatnot. According to what at least Grant explained to me last time when we spoke about it. But, the last time he sent an email, he told me that, the budget, the upper cap on the budget was about $7,000. So we did that homework, we got back to him, and then since then, which is about a month ago, we did not hear back from him. So, I mean, we don't mean to be bothering to you and, give you a call again and again. It's just that we were, kind of blindsided, and we just wanted to have an answer before we close this at other end. So I appreciate this.
Absolutely. And full transparency from my end, I really don't have a hand in that kind of stuff. About, I won't say a month ago, about 2 weeks ago, I did put in for a transfer, and I'm actually moving Sunday across the country here. But if Grant said he was going to move forward with it, because he does go on schedule, and he just got back from trips. He works for a company called Nicholas Air. So he is back now. If you want to try and give him a call and try and move forward with that, go for it. But the conversation that me and him had, it kind of seemed like we weren't going to move forward with that. But I know he is in town. He actually just helped me move a bunch of stuff into a trailer. So if you want to give him a call, you might be able to get a hold of him.
Well, I appreciate the insights. I mean, I think we did try and call him about 3 days ago, but we'll try and give him a call again. Is it easier? I mean, if you know, since you happen to be, you know, I don't know the exact relationship between you and, you know, Grant about this, you know, this specific company called Soco, but is it easier if you could, you know, probably check up on him and see if he was interested in moving forward with the kind of a miniature kind of an application, which was, you know, kind of cut to size. And he sent us an email, so, you know, we're pretty sure he had something in mind. I mean, is that something that you can follow up
yeah.
on, or would you rather prefer that I, you know, give him a call and see if I can get a hold of him?
I'll tell you what. Is this the 408-746-3290, is that a good contact number?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. This is the office line. You know, even if someone else picks up, you just have to let them know this is Mike that you want to speak to, Mike Smith, to be
okay.
exact, and, you know, they'll transfer you to my office.
Okay, let me call him right now and
okay.
ask him if this is something he wants to move forward with. If it is, I'm going to have him call you back. If it's not something that he wants to move forward with, I will call you back. So either way, you're going to get a call back, and you'll be able to either close this out or move forward with him. How's that sound?
Oh, fantastic. I'd really appreciate that. And, you know, it's just to make sure, you know, we kind of, you know, make this easier for both of us, right? So appreciate it, Lex, and you go ahead and you see if you can get a hold of him. And I'm available on the same line if you want to give me a call back. All right?
Okay, awesome. Expect a call back in 5 minutes or less.
I'd appreciate it. Yes, sir. I'll be on standby.
Okay.
I look forward to it.
All right.
Thank you. You have a good one. Thank you. Bye.
You too.